Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, okcwest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, cash cattle interest expected to remain undeveloped, pretty quiet today following the light trade that did trickle in late last week, about $112 late Friday, with firm cash price developing at the end of the week. Further support's expected as the month progresses. Show list and inventory taking will be the main agenda today, with most trade expected to be pushed to the middle or last half of the week. Futures trades expected to open mixed this morning following limited end-of-week support and live cattle, while feeder cattle futures focus on the short-term correction last week. Moving on to the hogs, light to moderate follow-through support likely early today in the hog futures following lean hog trade shifting higher in triple-digit ranges Friday. If August through February futures can hold gains of $1.32 to $1.62, the bullish market support will be rekindled following the technical market shift that was seen higher last week. Now, on the grain trade, the wheat market's firmer following the strength in corn, but bracing for what appears to be a wide open week of harvest in the southern plains. By the end of next week, harvest should be completed in Texas. It's mostly completed in Oklahoma, and Kansas is close to completion with some progress in Nebraska. Hard red winter harvest in South Dakota is still 1 to 2 weeks away, with the hard red spring wheat closer to 3 to 4 weeks out. Private estimates of the U.S. hard red winter crop continue to rise even after USDA raised their estimate to 804 million bushels last week. Corn prices are higher to begin the week, gapping higher all by Sunday night open to add to last week's strength. It's clear that based on price action, the market is not trading the current USDA supply estimates, choosing instead to add a risk premium for what is a less than ideal forecast. And the soybean futures are lower after a strong Sunday night open receded within the first few hours of the overnight session. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle was up 60 cents at 108.47. October up 65, 109.97. August feeder cattle down 102 at 141.60. September down 72 at 142.55. And August hogs were up 147 at 80.65. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. September was up 5 3/4 Friday, 467 and a quarter. December was up 5 1/2, 486 and 3/4. Chicago wheat, September up 1 1/2, 523. December was up 2 1/4, 535. September corn up 10 cents, 454 and a quarter. December up 11 and a quarter at 459 and a quarter penny. August soybeans up 14 and a quarter, 913 and a quarter. September up 14 cents at 919. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.